You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Lawrence Gerard, founder of Fruit Street Health, a new digital wellness and telemedicine platform which helps patients live a healthier lifestyle while enabling healthcare providers to connect with patients using telemedicine and wearable mobile technologies. Lawrence, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So tell us, what is Fruit Street Health all about? Tell us a bit more about what it does, its mission, et cetera.
Sure. Fruit Street is an interactive healthcare platform and social network built around doctor-driven video conferencing technology and real-time data from wearable devices and apps. Our mission is to help people live a healthier lifestyle by accessing healthcare providers online along with other digital health tools and devices. It's both a website that consumers can use to improve their health and a software solution for private practice physicians to enable their practice with an interactive telemedicine portal. And the platform will allow users to access five integrated modules to improve their health. The first module is called Telehealth, which allows users to schedule video consultations with healthcare providers such as wellness coaches who help users improve their diet and encourage them to exercise more. The second component is a dynamic personal health record, which integrates with wearable devices and apps such as Fitbit. This personal health record also contains data such as steps taken per day, weight data from Wi-Fi bathroom scales, blood test results, blood pressure, blood glucose, and even a visual food diary where patients can take pictures of their food with their iPhone. And the third module is health content in the form of articles produced by physicians and other healthcare professionals. The fourth component is the Fruit Street social network, which enables users to work towards health goals with their friends and family and create an online profile. And last but not least is an e-commerce portal, which will eventually allow users to order healthy food online and health products reviewed by physicians. And then Fruit Street also provides a software solution to private practice physicians, which enables them to create a telemedicine-enabled patient portal for their practice that they can use with their patients. This portal allows the physician to do HIPAA-compliant video sessions, view the data contained in their patient's personal health record from devices such as Fitbit, and HIPAA-compliant messages to their patients just as if they were using Facebook, schedule appointments with their patients, send articles, and create a virtual waiting room that their patients can access. Physicians can also add patients' other healthcare providers to the portal, such as a dietitian or psychologist, so that the patient's entire healthcare team can collaborate with the patient and one another on the platform.
How did the idea to create Fruit Street Health evolve?
Yeah, so in high school, I had aspired to play professional soccer and even played for the New York Red Bulls Academy as a goalkeeper. This spurred my initial interest in living a healthy lifestyle, which later helped catalyze my healthcare interests. My interest in athletics eventually led me to begin writing health content for large digital media companies as a freelance writer, such as Yahoo and Demand Media. I soon became very interested in how people were accessing health information online. I then took a year off before college to volunteer in my local emergency room and was originally planning to go to medical school. I remember very clearly the death of a morbidly obese man who died from cardiac arrest while I was volunteering. I certainly can trace my passion for helping people improve their health to this incident 4 years ago. During this year, I was also taking online courses through the Harvard Extension School in public health, nutrition, and bioethics. And my public health professor led me to realize that cardiac arrest, such as what I had witnessed in the emergency room, was preventable through lifestyle modification. That same year, I was also volunteering for a K-12 nonprofit called Learn to Be, which provided free online tutoring for K-12 students with video collaboration. I started to think about creating a portal combining health articles with access to healthcare providers online. I thought at first we should at least have a way to access healthcare providers via video conferencing after reading health content on websites such as WebMD. And since every Harvard student has watched The Social Network multiple times, I thought that we should also include a social network on this platform. And then I noticed through some academic research that obesity spreads through social networks. If your friends are obese, you're more than 50% likely to be obese. Therefore, I thought perhaps creating a social network with health-conscious people would likely be more likely to participate in health-promoting behaviors. And then I later attended a conference with the Cairo Society, which is a global network of student entrepreneurs, and I learned about the explosion of consumer wearable fitness devices such as Fitbit. Including this was the logical next step. I was also shopping at Whole Foods and thought we should also create a way for people to eventually access healthy grocery shopping online as part of this portal. And that's how the idea came to be.
How is Fruit Street Health different from other telemedicine and health tech platforms? What are the core differentiators here?
Sure. So FruitStreet.com's consumer portal is very different from other services because Fruit Street provides a one-stop solution for consumers by including health content, telehealth, a personal health record, e-commerce, and a social network. There are currently no platforms in the world, to my knowledge, that provide these five components in one solution. And then on our business-to-business side, the software solution for private practices is also very unique because most companies that produce telemedicine software for physicians just focus on making HIPAA-compliant video chat. However, Fruit Street also allows physicians to monitor the sleep, exercise, weight, blood pressure, blood glucose, and other metrics in real time using wireless devices such as Fitbit. This allows the healthcare provider to really see the full picture of a patient's lifestyle. In addition, Fruit Street is building its platform in collaboration with VC.com, which is the world's leading software developer in terms of telemedicine portals.
Today we are joined by Lawrence Gerard, founder of Fruit Street Health, a new digital wellness and telemedicine platform which helps patients live a healthier lifestyle while enabling healthcare providers to connect with patients using telemedicine and wearable mobile technologies here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lawrence, how is Fruit Street Health being developed from a technology perspective?
Sure. Fruit Street's technology partner is VC.com, so it's VSEE.com, which is a HIPAA-compliant, FDA-registered desktop application for telemedicine. VC is currently the leading software solution, and they currently provide telemedicine for MDLive.com, which is the market leader in telemedicine right now, NASA, and even refugee camps in Iraq. VC has several million users on their platform. It's financially backed by Salesforce.com and has a team of very senior software engineers and designers in Silicon Valley. I've personally known their CEO, Milton Chen, who did his PhD in design at Stanford. And I think the key to being a market leader in this space is to have the best user experience coupled with an engineering team capable of building a very scalable product. So we'll be relying on VC as our software development partner in this venture.
I understand you're planning to launch Fruit Street Health in the coming months. Can you share some of your plans and strategy for launch and then what people can expect to see from Fruit Street Health after the launch over the next 12 months or so?
Sure. Fruit Street Health is scheduled to launch in beta in quarter four this year. Consumers will be able to pay a monthly subscription fee for weekly video consultations with a dietitian who will act as their wellness coach. Users will also be able to schedule appointments, read health articles, and send messages to their coach along with other functionality. In the coming months, we'll also roll out our e-commerce portal and social network. Later on, we'll roll out an iPhone app, which will, among other things, allow users to keep a visual food diary and share it with their dietitian, just as if they were taking Instagram pictures. So the next time you drink a large Coke and snap a picture, you might get a comment from your dietitian suggesting you drink water instead. Physicians will also soon be able to claim their private Fruit Street URL and have a patient portal. For example, you might have a URL, fruitstreet.com/Houston Cardiology Consultants. This will allow the practice to offer dietitian services and remote monitoring to their patients to help them improve their lifestyle. This portal will also allow the physicians to do video calls, allow patients to schedule appointments, give the physicians access to the patient's personal health record, collect payments, send messages to the patients, and other features. This portal will be a replacement for many practices' websites and will become the new virtual storefront for their services and help them make money with telemedicine and wellness coaching.
Absolutely brilliant. And now, obviously, obesity is one issue that Fruit Street Health focuses on that you've mentioned earlier, which obviously one of the most important health-related issues in the United States today. Can you talk to us about how Fruit Street Health tackles obesity as well as any other health or wellness topics that the platform will address?
Obesity is an extremely difficult condition to live with, and our goal with Fruit Street is to help these people reach a healthy weight and live a healthier lifestyle. Fruit Street's wellness coaching services are particularly useful for obese or overweight individuals that need to lose weight by improving their diet and exercise routine. Studies have shown that having a wellness coach makes people feel more accountable and thus are more likely to reach their health goals. In addition, studies have shown that working towards health goals with friends or family in a social network also makes it more likely that people will be successful. We are also very excited about the real-time monitoring of users' lifestyles with wearable devices such as Fitbit. Never before has wearable technology been so robust. Now our users will be able to see how much they exercise, their sleep quality, trends in their weight, along with how healthy the diet is that they're consuming. This will help them change their behavior with the help of healthcare providers who will now have access to all of this data. Physicians will be getting all this information in real time, which will make it easier for them to take care of the health of their patients. Physicians also realize the negative impact obesity has on our society. Therefore, we decided to solicit physicians online directly as our investors through the new SEC Regulation 506C under the Jobs Act. We have sought both their professional and financial support to build this amazing platform for healthcare professionals and patients. These physicians from all different continents around the world are investing $25,000 to $50,000 each, but also acting as advisors and giving their time to the company. Our physicians span the globe and currently come from more than four different continents. We have been able to generate close to a couple $100,000 per month this way, and we believe we will be able to continue doing so. The benefit of doing this is that our physician investors are able to add more value than investors that can only provide us with money. We think having a physician-led team will enable us to build software that's very valuable for our users.
In conclusion, you were faced with a tricky challenge at your previous company, which was shut down as a result of a corporate takeover after you had spent a lot of time building the business. And we've certainly heard this quite a few times in other situations out there. Can you share with our listeners some lessons you've learned from this and any tips or advice you can share with first-time entrepreneurs on how they can handle these types of situations if they're ever faced with them, particularly with investors?
Sure. First of all, it's important to put in place legal safeguards to protect your position as a founder. This is something I learned the hard way when I built my first startup. Founder-led companies, where founders have supermajority voting rights, in my opinion, have a higher chance of success than those that do not. Just look at Google, Facebook, and LinkedIn. All of these technology giants have this structure, and so does Fruit Street. Another challenge I faced was the difficulty of supervising offshore software development. I do not blame our developers, but the cost became a predominant issue of investor dissatisfaction. I feel that the primary issue at our old company was inadequate software developers. We have addressed these measures head-on so that Fruit Street will be extremely successful thanks to the world-class software engineers who are building the platform. Thankfully, VC has successfully built multiple telehealth portals in the past with millions of dollars of revenue. It is important also to always act professionally, no matter what financial, personal, or other pressures you may be under when speaking with your investors. And it's also important to remain calm and to provide mutual transparency and speak openly about the challenges you're facing, both as a founder and with the investor. I made the mistake of sending emails late at night, and I would highly recommend having a colleague or friend read significant emails before sending them. It can wait until the morning. Despite being fired from my old company, I felt a strong ethical commitment to provide those investors with a return on their investment. Therefore, I formed this new company, Fruit Street, raised about $500,000, partnered with VC, and I'm now offering all of the investors from my old company free shares in the new company. I'm not legally obligated to do this, but I feel that it's the right thing to do. I certainly learned a lot from my experiences at my previous venture, and I look forward to working on Fruit Street to help people improve their health and provide value to our investors.
Certainly have appreciated your joining us and introducing Fruit Street Health. I think you're really on to something that can be very helpful with the folks out there who certainly need to take care of their health, especially for our busy entrepreneur listeners. If you would, let us know where our folks can get more information about Fruit Street Health and also how they can connect with you online.
Sure. So our coming soon page is fruitstreet.com. So it's F-R-U-I-T, street, S-T-R-E-E-T, .com, and you can put your email address in to get emails about our launch and to contact me personally if you're interested in learning more about the product or even investing. You can email me at Lawrence, so at fruitstreet.com. So it's L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E at fruitstreet.com. And thanks for your time.
You are more than welcome. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us and have yourself a great day. And thanks for joining us on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lawrence Gerard, founder of Fruit Street Health, a new digital wellness and telemedicine platform which helps patients live a healthier lifestyle while enabling healthcare providers to connect with patients using telemedicine and wearable mobile technologies. And once again, the website of reference is fruitstreet.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.